Good morning and welcome back to the Bank Summit. I'm Laura Alex with the Warren Group, and right now I'm talking with Peter Bamber. He is Vice President at Security Management Partners. Thanks for joining me, Peter.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
So I was particularly interested in your talk, which unfortunately I didn't get to attend, but it was Understanding the FFIEC Cybersecurity Assessment Tool. For anybody else who wasn't able to make it or who is interested in this topic, can you give us the rundown on that?
Yes, essentially all financial institutions have to now have an efficient, effective, comprehensive cybersecurity program. As part of that, the FFIEC, which is the NCUA, the OCC, the Federal Reserve, the FDIC, et cetera, all have this tool that they're putting out for banks to utilize to determine their inherent risk, meaning what are the threats facing them, where are their weakest points, what attack vectors from bad guys could impact them adversely, and then what their program they have in place to protect their assets, the maturity level of it. So essentially the controls they put in place to mitigate that risk to keep their information and assets safe.
And what are some of the things that the I'm going to trip over my words when I say that. I'm sorry.
It's just alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup, I know. So what are some of the points that they self-evaluate themselves on?
Well, what they're looking to do with this tool, for instance, is to say, okay, you need to look at all areas. So technologies and use the organization, the different scenarios right down the line that they have to have look at their program and say, okay, what are we doing here? So loan origination programs, the core systems, mobile banking, you name it, right down the line. Each one of these technologies and services, there are threats associated with utilizing them.
Yeah.
And so their inherent risk, the more complex and expansive their service offering becomes greater. Now, the things they put in place are the maturity level that are part of the program. And so their job is to determine that level of inherent risk, then factor in, again, the controls they've put in place and determine, is this for each area and each scenario, what is an acceptable level of risk, or do we need to modify our behavior, either by lessening the risk by not offering these services, or more likely, increase the level of sophistication in the controls they've put in place, such as in technology to help detect, to make that level of maturity wash it out to make it an acceptable level.
And when you're out in the field and you're talking with banks and credit unions, what are some of the, I guess, maybe points of concern or misconceptions or things like that that they express about this cybersecurity tool?
There are a number of them. One, they feel it's for much larger institutions, so the smaller or mid-sized community banks feel that this is not designed for their use. They feel that there are concerns that the metrics aren't in place. It's mind-numbing the amount of work has been. I've been told to. One individual today told me it took them 2 weeks alone, full time, to just do this initial review. Now, what's interesting, the OCC, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve all have said that it is voluntary at this time. But as we were joking, when they say it's voluntary, it's not.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So they need to start working on it now. And ultimately, I'm sure the feedback will be that they need to modify this for the smaller institutions.
Yeah, yeah. So, cool. Well, thank you for stopping by the podcast booth and discussing this very timely topic with us and giving people a little taste of what they're missing at Bank Summit if they aren't making it out to the show today. Yeah, that's all I got. Thank you for stopping by, Peter.
Thank you very much.
Take care.